civil rights attorney Ben Crump speaking on February 21st on the 58th anniversary of the assassination of Malcolm X at the Audubon Ballroom, now the Malcolm X and Dr. Betty Shabazz Memorial and Educational Center. We end today's show with Malcolm X in his own words, speaking in 1964.
One of the first things that the independent African nations did was to form an organization called the Organization of African Unity. The purpose of our organization of Afro-American Unity, which has the same aim and objective, to fight whoever gets in our way. To bring about the complete independence of people of African descent here in the Western Hemisphere and first here in the United States, and bring about the freedom of these people by any means necessary. That's our motto. The purpose of our organization is to start right here in Harlem, which has the largest concentration of people of African descent that exists anywhere on this earth. There are more Africans here in Harlem than exist in any city on the African continent, because that's what you and I are, Africans. The Charter of the United Nations, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the Constitution of the United States, and the Bill of Rights are the principles in which we believe. And that these documents, if put into practice, represent the essence of mankind's hopes and good intentions, desirous that all Afro-American people and organizations should henceforth unite so that the welfare and well-being of our people will be assured, we are resolved to reinforce the common bond of purpose between our people by submerging all of our differences and establishing non-sectarian constructive programs for human rights. We hereby present this charter, number one, the establishment. The Organization of Afro-American Unity shall include all people of African descent in the Western Hemisphere. In essence, what it is saying, instead of you and me running around here seeking allies in our struggle for freedom, in the Irish neighborhood or the Jewish neighborhood or the Italian neighborhood, we need to seek some allies among people who look something like we do. And once we get their allies, it's time out for you and me to stop running away from the wolf right into the arms of the fox, looking for some kind of help. That's a drag. Number two, self-defense. Since self-preservation is the first law of nature, we assert the Afro-American's right to self-defense. The Constitution of the United States of America clearly affirms the right of every American citizen to bear arms. And as Americans, we will not give up a single right guaranteed under the Constitution. The history of unpunished violence against our people clearly indicates that we must be prepared to defend ourselves, or we will continue to be a defenseless people at the mercy of a ruthless and violent racist mob.
Malcolm X, speaking in 1964. He was born 98 years ago today, on May 19th, 1925. Go to democracynow.org to see the full event with Dr. Angela Davis, Ben Crump, Malcolm X's daughter, Ilyasa Shabazz, and many others at the Malcolm X and Dr. Betty Shabazz Memorial and Educational Center, the site of the Audubon Ballroom in New York City, where Malcolm X was gunned down February 21st, 1965. And that does it for our show. A very happy birthday to Samin Farkandeh, Eli Putnam, and Tamarie Astudio. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
You are listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh.
A song is not what it seems. A tune, perhaps. Bird whistled while even America listened. We play, but we aren't always dumb.
We're around in Pittsburgh.
We are
always because of
in amphitheaters, on the podium of the Audubon, the Earl. Philadelphia, 1945. Malcolm, my people. Dear God, Malcolm.
Good morning. Kenny Joe here. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. The song that you just heard was Malcolm, Malcolm, Semper Malcolm. That was by Archie Shepp with J.C. Moses on the drums, David Isenson on the bass. That song is on the CD version of On This Night. You won't find it on the original CD, or the original LP. That was, I guess you'd call it a bonus track. For the rest of today, we are going to play music by artists who were born in May. As far as I know, none of that trio was born in May, but if you're listening to Democracy Now!, you know that Malcolm X was born today, May 19th, 98 years ago. I said 98 years ago. What's this? I don't know. I believe that's what I heard. I'm not sure it's accurate, though, but we'll go with it. Before we do that, let me tell you about some other fine shows here on the radio at 88.3. And I should also mention we have a new schedule here at WRCT. The academic calendar has rolled over. We are now on summer programming, so you should go to WRCT.org and you can see what is up this summer. Might not be the same as what was going on 2 weeks ago, but I'm pretty sure that all this, all the shows I'm going to mention to you right now are still being broadcast over the summer. Do you remember what Top 40 radio sounded like in the 1970s? We don't, but Jay Thurber might. Say, okay, Gen Xer, and tune in to Radio 9 from 12 to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 WRCT. And then on Mondays, we have Alternative Radio. The Alternative Radio program provides information, analysis, and views that are frequently ignored or distorted in corporate media. Mondays from 10 to 11 a.m. And then last, but certainly not least, we have Radio Free Radio. Moths in the Mixers, Prosthetics, Meaningful Music, Radio Free Radio, Saturdays, 6 to 8 p.m. on WRCT. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Let me tell you what you heard in that first set here. We started it off with Sun Ra doing Interplanetary Travelers off of Volume 3 of Heliocentric Worlds. That was followed by Marc Ribot doing Saints off of the CD Saints. Saints is a Albert Ayler composition, and that's a very fine Albert Ayler cover. Happy to play it. One of these days I'll play the original. And then we had James Brown doing Cold Sweat Part 1. That was a 45. I apologize for not playing Part 2. Kenny Joe used to have two such 45s, so he could play them both without pausing to flip one over. But I think nowadays he just has one. Couldn't find the other one. So you just got Part 1. Maybe you're happy to just get Part 1. And then last but not least, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Got a Thing on My Mind off of Dip Dappin' with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Little life lesson here. Kenny Joe was eager to make one of his visits to New York correspond with seeing Sharon Jones live. And it just never happened. And then all of a sudden, Sharon wasn't with us anymore. So, you know, don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today. I'm sure Zomba would agree with me there.
Yes.
Yes, he does. Okay, let me give you a couple of PSAs before we get back to the music. The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds. And most of them are tossed aside. We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone. Today in the United States, companies are struggling to fill more than 4 million entry-level positions. Those figures are as of 2018, by the way. And because of outdated hiring practices like these, employers are missing out on a great pool of untapped talent, 6 million young adults. Despite their motivation, loyalty, and hard work, the grads of life lack opportunity, often because they have yet to earn traditional credentials employers value. So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. No spaces in grads of life. Okay, here's another one with numbers in it. It is from 2018, so I'll give a disclaimer about the numbers here. They may have changed, but each year, I'm sure they haven't changed for the better, each year 40% of food in the U.S. never gets eaten, with the average American family of four spending $1,500 a year on food that they throw away, and each individual throwing away over 24 pounds of food each month. Wasting food wastes everything. Water, labor, fuel, money. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. Learn how to better plan, store, and cook your food at SaveTheFood.com. Again, no spaces, just Save the Food. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Defense Council and WRCT. Oh, well, I got the mic here. Let me mention, we've got a nice poster here. Sun Ra would appreciate it. Nice turntable turned into the planet Saturn. Anyhow, on Sunday, May 21st, that's coming up in just a couple of days, we're going to have the Pittsburgh Record Fest at Spirit Lodge in Lawrenceville at 242 51st Street. So, you know, keep that in mind on Sunday. It lasts from 2 p.m. till 8 p.m., and there is a what I consider to be a nominal admission. So, okay, that's all I got to tell you for now. We'll be right back.
ringing out. There's no way the band could lose.
just don't work on you.
Understand me now. Sometimes I feel a little mad, but don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Sometimes I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. And sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side.
I'm just a soul whose intentions are good.
Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems and I get my share, and that's one thing I never mean to do, 'cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? I have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself alone regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done.
Soul whose intentions are good.
Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good.
Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Let me tell you what was in that set. The last song was by The Animals. Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. That was from a greatest hits compilation called Simply The Hits. We got The Animals and The Hits. That song was, oh boy, I think Lena Horne sang it, but that's a great cover. Before that, we had the Paul Butterfield Blues Band doing Got My Mojo Working. That was off of their first CD. Actually, it was an LP. This was a CD, but when I say first, I don't know if it was their first CD. I know it was their first LP. And no, the Paul Butterfield Blues Band was not born in May. I'm not sure. It might have been. I don't know when it was born. Hard to find birth dates for bands. But Sam Lay, the drummer of the band, did the vocals on that, and he is one of our May babies. Before that, we had Mance Lipscomb doing Boogie in A. That was off of the Arhuli CD, You've Got to Reap What You Sow. We should have an Arhuli show coming up next month. And what do we do before that? Mary Wells doing My Guy off of Greatest Hits compilation. And we started the set off long ago with Stevie Wonder doing Sir Duke. That was from the Definitive Collection. Here in Pinckney Hall, we don't play just any collection for you. We try to play the definitive ones just so nobody gets confused. Now, hang on a sec. We owe you something. Oh, I know what we owe you. We owe you a message from one of WRCT's fine underwriters. Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at www.speckbrothers.com, although it says Speck, B-R-O-S, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready. For more information, call 412-362-SPACK or visit their website at speckbrothers.com. That's all spelled out. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. Okay, we're done with the reading for today, I hope. I think, yeah, we got it all taken care of. So we'll go back to the music.
When I think of you, wondering what might have been, lost again in ancient memories. Of you, we still are a pair. Where was that photograph taken? Sometimes we think that love is bound to last forever.
Treasure comes with
Okay, let me tell you what you were listening to in that. Oh, Sambo. Okay, thank you. Let me tell you what you were listening to in that last set. Those were not May Babies, by the way. Actually, they might have been, but it was your weekly dose of new music from Pinckney Hall. And, you know, new music is, if it's from new people, you'll never find out when they were born. You could spend hours on the internet and you won't find out. But so there may have been some May Babies there, but that's not why we played them. The first song we played was by Pittsburgh's own R. Cook, When I Think of You. That was off of the Pittsburgh Songwriter Circle Collection 2023. After that, we heard from Sarah T., Forward Bow. That was off of her new EP, Songs for Discarded Souls. Then we had another local musician, Scott Turner, who is from Wellsboro. That's close enough to be local. And we played August, It Was Cool. The name of the CD was It Was Cool. And last but not least, well, it was least. It was only a minute and 30 seconds. We had Silver Liz doing Interlude off of their new CD, It Is Lighter Than You Think. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This is WRCT. We will be back next week. Take it away.
Black, as the Ace of Spades is. Black, as a hole in Calcutta is. Black, as a jack in the game is. Black, as my true love's hair is. Black, as a dreamless sleep is. As a midnight is. Black, as closing your eyes tight is. Black, as a little black sheep is. Black, one in every family.
Stop it! I don't like it! It's too loud!